Senate Republican Budget Chief Linda Wilson says the $59 billion spending plan is about $5 billion more than the previous two-year budget.
It drains the rainy day account. It also creates a shadow reserve account where a whopping $1 billion was transferred from the rainy day account, evading the need for the Republican vote and the protections that the voters put in place to protect the taxpayers. That might be technically legal, but it sure has a sly feel to it.
Wilson says it relies partly on tax and fee increases that aren't needed due to strong revenues and an influx of federal dollars.
We could have maintained important services, reduced tax burdens on families and small business, saved for the future, and made game-changing investments without raising taxes. And we did do that in our Republican budget that we introduced over 2 months ago.
The legislature approved the budget, which is now headed to the governor's desk. I'm Tracy Ellis.